Will you be grounded on New Year's Day? The U.S. Air Force short on pilots? Embraer's Legacy 450 makes its first flight. This is Aero News for Monday, December 30th, 2013. I'm Glenn Moyer. Happy New Year. You're grounded. That could be the message greeting hundreds, even a thousand or more aviators on New Year's Day if you're one of the unlucky ones whose aircraft registration expires on December 31st. Why? Because the FAA is woefully behind on its mandated three-year re-registration program. And if your registration expires, it isn't renewed until the FAA says it is. The FAA, of course, is pointing a finger at sequestration that saw to it their personnel got paychecks but were not allowed to report to work. So even though they failed to do their job, it's you who will suffer the consequences. And you can bet there will be consequences. In case you're thinking of flying anyway, with an expired registration, remember, FAA guidelines call for a 30 to 90 day suspension of your pilot certificate and or up to a $10,000 fine for flying an unregistered aircraft. And depending on your state, it could be a crime, even a felony. Of course, the FAA could simply alleviate this issue by extending those delayed registrations for 30 to 60 days, but so far it has chosen not to do so. Remember, don't drink and drive, and don't fly without a legal registration. The U.S. Air Force could soon face a pilot shortage given cuts in flying hours, low morale, and hiring pressure from airlines looking for experienced pilots to satisfy new FAA guidelines. Acting Secretary of the Air Force Eric Fanning said in an interview with Foreign Policy magazine that there is grave concern that pilots in the Air Force may jump to the airlines because they simply aren't flying for the military due to the funding issues from sequestration. Fanning said that retention rates currently are better than average, but the concerns for a pilot shortage down the road are very real. One of the reasons is that many airline pilots are reaching a mandatory retirement age of 65, and that new FAA guidelines for flying time for first officers give a break to military pilots, allowing them to sit in the right seat of an airline with 750 hours in their logbooks rather than the 1,500 required for most applicants. With the airline industry expected to need some 50,000 pilots over the next 10 years, military officials say they are genuinely concerned that many of them may come from their ranks, leaving the Air Force scrambling to find pilots. The newest bizjet in the Embraer executive jet stable, the Legacy 450, made a successful first flight on Saturday. The maiden flight, lasting an hour and 35 minutes, covered a significant range of the flight envelope and allowed for a variety of in-flight systems tests, benefiting from an advanced campaign of flight simulations and extensive ground tests. The Legacy 450 is a mid-light business jet with a 6-foot flat floor cabin. Four fully reclining seats may be berthed into two beds for a complete rest in a maximum cabin altitude of 6,000 feet. The in-flight entertainment system consists of a high-definition video system, surround sound, and multiple audio and video input options. Voice and data communications options are also available. The cabin includes a refreshment center at the entrance, a rear private lavatory, and a carry-on stowage area. The Legacy 450 is the first business aircraft in its segment with full fly-by-wire technology. Congressman Al Lowenthal, Democrat of California, authored a recent letter to Boeing CEO W. James McNerney, Jr., calling on the aerospace firm to select Long Beach, California, as the manufacturing site for the next-generation 777X airliner. Congressman Lowenthal, joined by 46 of his California congressional delegation colleagues on both sides of the aisle in signing the letter, highlighted the many advantages to Boeing in selecting Long Beach as the home of the 777X. Those highlights include an in-place and highly trained Boeing workforce, which is currently building the Boeing C-17 Globemaster III, an existing 1-million-square-foot assembly facility, a world-class infrastructure including highways, rail, and one of the most modern ports in the world, an educational system that turns out some of the world's most highly trained aerospace and engineering graduates, and a highly developed local and regional system of parts and component suppliers. Boeing announced in November that it would be seeking bids from interested states and/or cities for the 777X manufacturing work. The Civil Aviation Authority of the UK has some questions for management at Gatwick Airport, following a situation described as chaotic on Christmas Eve. Hundreds of holiday travelers were reportedly stranded at the airport after power was cut at Gatwick's North Terminal, which led to flight cancellations and lengthy delays, according to a report from the UK newspaper The Mirror. Compounding the travelers' frustrations was a lack of information from the airport staff, the paper says. The search for a cause is focusing on flooding in the area due to heavy rains over the holiday period. A spokesman for the airport said that the River Mole overflowed its banks and water got into the airport electrical substations. Thousands of people in the region were left without power in the days leading up to Christmas due to that flooding, according to the paper. When Aero News continues, Aero modelers to converge on California. A Maryland wind farm gets FAA approval, and it was a record year for tracking Santa.
Diamond Aircraft's new DA-40 Diamond Star XL includes all popular Diamond options, combined with the sensational new Garmin GFC-700 Autopilot, a higher performance power plant, and increased gross weight. This makes the Diamond Star XL the perfect choice for affordable personal flying. The Diamond Star XL features equipment and enhancements that increase performance, capability, safety, convenience, and comfort. Visit Diamond on the web at www.diamondair.com or call 888-359-3220.
Mid-Continent Instruments and Avionics now offers dealer-only repair services for Bendix King, Mode S transponders, radar altimeters, and HF systems. For expert repairs and quick turnarounds, count on Mid-Continent Instruments and Avionics.
Aero News continues now for Monday, December the 30th. I'm Glenn Moyer. The premier exposition for model aviation, AMA Expo 2014, will be held January 10th through 12th at the Ontario Convention Center in Ontario, California, near Los Angeles. Anyone with an interest in general or model aviation is encouraged to attend to learn more about the model flying hobby, view and purchase the latest in model aircraft technology, mingle with model flying enthusiasts, listen to presentations by aviation experts, and enjoy a full weekend of camaraderie. The event is being hosted by the Academy of Model Aeronautics. This year's expo will include more than 200 exhibitors with hundreds of products and displays. New this year is a multi-rotor flying demonstration area, a hands-on first-person view experience with the Roswell flight test crew, and real-time construction of model airplanes by the California State Modelers Association. A wind farm proposed by Fair Wind Power Partners, LLC, for Western Maryland on Backbone Mountain has been given the go-ahead by the FAA, providing the wind turbines on the mountain are properly painted and lighted. The 12 wind turbines are part of a 30-megawatt power plant that is set to begin construction in 2014 and start generating electricity in 2015. An official for Garrett County said that it was likely that one structure planned to top out at 3,655 feet ASL would not be built as part of the project. The Cumberland Times News reports that the FAA sent a letter to the county saying that the proposed wind turbines would not be a hazard to navigation. However, that determination could be reviewed if an interested party files a petition before January 17th. If no petition is filed, the ruling becomes final on January 27th. The FAA says that to meet its standards, the structures must be painted white and marked with synchronized red lights. The North American Aerospace Defense Command's NORAD Tracks Santa program exceeded its own records in the number of calls, emails, and social media followers this year. The program, which began after a misprinted ad in a local paper in 1955, has more than 1,200 volunteers and NORAD staff answering queries on the location of Santa Claus as he circles the globe delivering presents. The volunteers in the 23-hour NTS Operations Center answered 117,371 calls from children looking for Santa Claus, an increase of nearly 3% from 2012. Military family members and community leaders volunteered their time to answer phone calls, as well as 9,606 emails, exceeding last year's count. The First Lady, Michelle Obama, also helped answer NORAD Tracks Santa calls for the fourth year in a row. The NTS website had 19.58 million unique visitors access the site from 234 countries and territories across the globe. The Facebook page topped 1.45 million likes, and the NTS Google Plus page had 41,676 fans. More than 146,307 people also followed Santa's progress on Twitter. Nearly 800 OnStar subscribers asked OnStar operators to locate Santa on December 24th, which is nearly 150% more than last year. Well, you can bet Santa is now taking a well-deserved break, and we plan to do just the same. Here's wishing you a happy new year. I'm Glenn Moyer. Thanks, as always, for listening throughout 2013. I'll see you here in 2014. You're now cleared for departure.